Welcome to the Residential Care Home Guidebook, brought to you by the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program in partnership with the Department of Social Services, the Department of Public Health, and the Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. This guidebook was created to inform you about resident rights, resources, and programs. Regional Ombudsman, also referred to as ROs from the LTCOP, visit RCHs every quarter and are available to assist residents at any time. All services are confidential and free. If you have any questions or believe your rights have been violated, please contact the Ombudsman's office by calling our statewide toll-free number 866-388-1888. You can also email us at ltcop@ct.gov. We're here to support you. The mission of the Connecticut Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program is to protect the health, safety, welfare, and rights of long-term care residents by investigating complaints and concerns made by residents or on behalf of residents in a timely and prompt manner, bringing residents to the forefront to voice their concerns directly to public officials on issues affecting their lives, supporting residents in their quest to shape their own legislative agenda and to represent the residents' interests before governmental agencies. In this guidebook, you will find information and resources about the following, broken up by section. In Section 1, Your Rights, you'll read about understanding your rights as an RCH resident, your financial rights, privacy rights, personal property rights, visitation rights. In Section 2, Community Rights, you'll read about the right to choose your own doctor, your emergency transfer rights to another RCH, your room and the RCH building, room-to-room transfer rights, discharge rights, readmission rights. In Section 3, Services Standards, you'll read about how to get home and community-based services in your RCH. In Section 4, Protecting Your Rights, you'll read about protecting your rights. In Section 5, the appendix, you'll find information about resident councils, residential care facility complaint form, resident personal belongings inventory list. Let's get started with Section 1, Your Rights. In Section 1, Your Rights, you'll read about understanding your rights as an RCH resident, your financial rights, privacy rights, personal property rights, visitation rights. Let's begin. It's your home. As a resident of an RCH, you have protections and rights under state law. These rights relate to your quality of life in an RCH, your money and finances, your health care, your room, and more. This guidebook has brief explanations of these rights. To read the complete state laws, please go online to ct.gov/LTCOP. You should be given written information about your rights and the RCH's rules before you move in. The RCH should then ask you to sign a form confirming you were given this information. RCH residents have the right to be treated with dignity, be treated with respect, and have their personal needs and wishes considered. These three rights should be applied in every situation between you, the staff, and other residents of your RCH. Remember, your RCH is your home. As a resident, you have rights. While living in an RCH, you do not have to give up any of your rights under Medicare or Medicaid. You also have the choice to apply for either of these programs. You are also allowed to have quality care and services with fair arrangements based on your personal needs and wishes. You are protected by law from being either mentally or physically abused by staff or other residents. If you believe you have experienced abuse or neglect, you have the right to file a complaint with the Department of Social Services, also known as DSS, and/or the Department of Public Health, also known as DPH. If you have any concerns about how you are being treated, you have the right to voice them without any consequences. Your regional ombudsman can help you get the problem solved. You have the right to choose what you want to wear or what personal items you can keep in your room. You also have the right to keep and use your personal clothing and items. You do not have to do any work at the RCH that you do not want to do. You are allowed to have state and federal advocacy programs give you information about your rights. We will now move on to your financial rights. There is no law that says an RCH can take over your personal finances, such as your Social Security benefits, other forms of income, or your credit, debit cards, without your permission. Your money and personal information are protected by both federal and state law. As an RCH resident, you have rights and choices about how your money is managed. You have the right to manage your own money while living in an RCH. Your RCH should make you aware of all services you can use in the RCH. If there is a cost for these services, you should also be told what those costs are. The RCH cannot accept or ask for gifts, money, or donations in order to let you stay in the RCH. You can have Medicare and Medicaid benefits. No one can make you give up the rights you were given under Medicare and Medicaid. You have the right to be treated equally to other residents when it comes to transfers, discharges, and getting services, no matter your income sources. If you want the RCH to manage your personal funds, you can give the RCH permission to do so by signing a written consent form. The RCH cannot handle your money without this form, and you can end this arrangement at any time. If you decide to let your RCH manage your money, you have rights on how it is handled. Your RCH must keep a record of each resident's spending and sources of income. You have the right to access your financial records. You are allowed to get signed receipts for anything you spend. The RCH must give you a statement of your financial records every 3 months. If you decide to give the RCH control of your Social Security benefits, there are also Social Security laws that protect you. Go online to ssa.gov to learn more about these laws. Next, we will discuss your privacy rights. As a resident of an RCH, you have many privacy rights protected by law. You have the right to keep all of your conversations private, both in person and over the phone. You have the right to send and get personal mail. Your RCH is not allowed to open, read, or remove anything from your mail without your permission. You have the right to make and receive private phone calls. It is illegal for staff to listen to your personal conversations. You have the right to keep your conversations private, including conversations with your RO, lawyer, or anyone else you choose to speak with. You have the right to private visits from your spouse. You have the right to be friendly with whomever you want, including other residents. And you also have the right to privacy when getting treatment and care for your personal needs. The RCH must also keep all of your personal and medical records private. Let's move on to your personal property rights. It is a good idea to make a list of personal property and items in your room, such as furniture, clothing, and personal items. You can use the checklist that can be found within the online version of the guidebook to keep track of your personal property. Go to ct.gov/LTCOP to view the checklist. Your RCH is responsible for your personal property. Keep a list of your personal items in a safe place and ask your RCH to keep a copy for their office records. Update the list as needed. While it may not be possible to bring all personal items to the RCH when you move in, your RCH should provide a fair arrangement for the property you do choose to bring. Health standards and fire code rules may also limit the items you can bring. The RCH will probably not be able to store property that cannot fit in your room. If a personal item is missing or taken, you should immediately file a missing property form with the RCH manager. Ask for a date-stamped copy of the completed form and keep it in a safe place. If your property is not returned to you, you can file a complaint with your RO, the local police, and/or the Department of Social Services, also known as DSS, and the Department of Public Health, also known as DPH. Let's now discuss your visitation rights. Visiting hours and rules may be different at each RCH, but the basic right to fair visitation is required based on federal and state policy. Your RCH is your home, and you can have visitors. Visiting hours for family members should not be limited. You have the right to complete privacy during visits with a spouse, your chosen decision maker, a representative of the LTCOP, or professional service providers at any time. If you do not want to see a particular visitor, then they have no right to visit. You must respect the rights of the other residents. Your visits and visitors should not harm or get in the way of other residents. You do not need to let the RCH manager know if you are expecting a visitor. Next, we will move on to Section 2, Community Rights. In Section 2, Community Rights, you'll read about the right to choose your own doctor, your emergency transfer rights to another RCH, your room and the RCH building, room-to-room transfer rights, discharge rights, readmission rights. Let's begin. You have the right to set up and take part in resident groups, including resident councils. Your RCH is a community, and residents can work together to help improve each other's lives. Staff members should not interrupt or attend your resident meetings unless they are invited. You cannot be punished by management for having meetings. The LTCOP can help you create a resident council. Read the Resident Council section in the Appendix section for more information. You have the right to have family support meetings at the RCH and are free to set up and take part in any social, religious, or community activities of your choice. The LTCOP can help you create a family support group council. All RCH residents should be encouraged to use their rights as a citizen, such as being able to vote during elections. The RCH should help you make use of these rights. The next part will go over your right to choose your own doctor. Your health is very important, and there are ways you can manage your care while living in an RCH. Your doctor must tell you about your medical condition, and you have the right to take part in planning your own medical treatment. If you are on Medicaid, transportation to your doctor should be provided. You have the right to get the opinion of two different doctors for any surgery you are told you need. This right will give you peace of mind and may give you options other than surgery. You also have emergency transfer rights to another RCH. Let's discuss this in more detail. An emergency transfer or move from your RCH can only happen in very serious situations, such as a fire or some other physical damage to your RCH. The emergency must be something that puts your health, safety, or well-being in danger. Before an emergency transfer can happen, your RCH must ask the Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, or DPH, to decide if a transfer is needed. In an emergency, the RCH may ask DPH for an immediate transfer or discharge of all or some residents. If this happens, DPH must let you or your representative know. DPH must make a decision within 7 days of the request. DPH's decision must be based on proof that an immediate transfer or discharge is needed for you or other residents' health, safety, and well-being. Once DPH makes its decision, a hearing or meeting in court must be held within 7 days of the decision. You should go to this hearing if you do not agree with being moved. We will now continue to discuss your room and the RCH building. Your RCH must give you a safe, clean, and comfortable area to live in. Your RCH is your home, and it should always feel like it. The Department of Public Health, or DPH, has building, fire, and public health rules that all RCHs must follow to help give you the best living experience. Your RCH must be well-built and regularly maintained. You have the right to clean and neat areas inside and outside of your RCH. You have the right to any needed mechanical, plumbing, and electrical repairs. You have the right to information about your RCH's building. You have the right to review all inspection reports and correction plans. DPH has rules about what the inside of your RCH should look like. These rules are very detailed as to the size of each room, bathroom, closet, window, the type of furniture that your RCH should have, such as couches, easy chairs, and solid furniture, and much more. Your room and bathroom must be clean and comfortable. Your room and all other areas should not be less than 71 degrees during the winter. Your room should have a bed, light, dresser with a mirror, and a comfortable chair. Each RCH must have a recreation room and a lobby with a visitor's bathroom and a public telephone. DPH also has rules about what the outside of your RCH should look like. There should be no garbage or junk on the property. You should also have a large outdoor lawn with plants and walkways for you to enjoy. Now, let's move on to your room-to-room transfer rights. No room transfer can happen at all without your permission if your doctor can prove that a move from one room to another will harm you physically or mentally. While living in an RCH, there may be a time when you are asked to move to another room. There are three reasons a room change can happen without your permission. Number one, there is a medical need to move you to another room. Number two, for your well-being or the well-being of other residents. Or number three, you receive Medicaid and the RCH wants you to move from a private room to a non-private room. If one of these three reasons is given for making you move to another room, you must get a written letter from the RCH explaining why you are being moved. This letter must be given to you at least 30 days, but no more than 60 days before the move. The RCH can move you to another room without any previous notice for only three reasons. Number one, the health, safety, or well-being of you or other residents is in danger. Number two, your immediate medical needs. Or number three, you have lived in the RCH for less than 30 days. If you are told you need to move to another room because of a medical reason or for the well-being of other residents, your record must have notes detailing the actions the RCH took to make the transfer process more comfortable for you. Now let's talk about your discharge rights. As an RCH resident, you can ask for a hearing if you do not agree with the RCH's decision to discharge you. Do not be afraid to ask for a hearing. Under the law, an RCH can only discharge you or ask you to leave for six reasons. 1. You have not paid your rent. 2. Your health or something else has changed and you no longer need to live in an RCH. 3. Your medical or physical needs can no longer be met in an RCH. 4. You staying in the RCH is a danger to other residents' safety. 5. You staying in the RCH is a danger to other residents' health. And 6. The RCH is closing down. No one can force you to leave unless one of these six legal reasons are given, supported by proof and proven. You also do not have to leave your RCH because other residents are complaining about you. If you are told that the RCH plans to discharge you, the RCH must give you a written letter giving the reason for the discharge and facts to support it. The letter must list the telephone number for the Department of Public Health, or DPH, and instructions on how you can ask for a hearing or in-person review from DPH. The letter must be given at least 30 days before the date you are expected to leave. Do not wait if you want to ask for a hearing to reconsider a discharge. Once you get the written letter from your RCH about your discharge, you or your representative will have 10 days to ask for a hearing from DPH. DPH will then set up a date for the hearing. You will have a better chance of staying in the RCH if you ask for and go to the hearing. For more information about the hearing process, you can contact LTCOP. The LTCOP can also help you with paperwork, represent you, or suggest a lawyer for you. It is highly recommended that you be represented by a lawyer, LTCOP, or other trusted person, but you do not have to and can represent yourself. Let's move on to your readmission rights. Your room should be held for you during short absences. While living at an RCH, there are many personal reasons why you may have to leave the building for several days. But you still have rights even when you are away. As long as your rent has been paid, your room should be held during hospital stays, vacations, or other absences. If you are on the state supplement program and want to return to your RCH, the state will keep paying for your room during the month you are away and the month after. We will now discuss services standards in Section 3 of the guidebook. In Section 3, Services Standards, you'll read about how to get home and community-based services in your RCH. There are many programs that offer services to help residents like you live as independently as possible right at home. These programs are called Home and Community-Based Services, or HCBS, waiver programs. In order for you to receive covered HCBS waiver services in your RCH, your RCH must be in compliance with HCBS rules. This includes allowing residents to, first, have full access to your community, which includes the freedom to have a job, handle your own money, and get local services. Your RCH cannot treat you differently because you are receiving HCBS through Medicaid. Second, choose where you want to live, including living arrangements that are not only for people living with disabilities. Third, be treated with dignity and respect. You also have the right to privacy, and you do not have to make any choices you don't want to make. Fourth, make your own choices about daily activities, where you spend your day, and who you spend time with. And fifth, choose what services you want and who gives them to you. If your RCH does not provide or cannot follow these rules, you will not be able to get HCBS waiver services in your RCH. If you want to get HCBS services, you may need to move to another RCH that follows the HCBS rules. As an RCH resident in Connecticut, you have other rights under the HCBS rules. These rights are 1. Protection from being evicted or forced out of an RCH. 2. Privacy in your room or apartment. This means the doors to your room or apartment must have locks on the inside, and only a few staff members should have a copy of your key. You can also choose your own roommate or roommates. 3. Control over your own plans and activities. You are also allowed to have access to food at all times. 4. The ability to have visitors at any time. 5. The ability to live in an RCH that is comfortable and accessible to your physical needs. And 6. The right to agree to any changes related to these rights. We will now talk about protecting your rights in Section 4. In Section 4, Protecting Your Rights, you'll read about protecting your rights. As a resident of an RCH, there are easy steps you can take to make sure your resident rights are protected. 1. Talk it out. 2. Get additional support. And 3. Get outside help. Let's begin with step 1, talk it out. If you have an issue with another resident or with a staff member, try talking one-on-one with that person in order to solve the problem together. Calmly and respectfully tell them what is upsetting you and see if you both can agree on a way to fix the problem. By talking to the other person, you may be able to quickly solve the problem together. If that does not solve the problem, talk with your RCH manager. If talking to the RCH manager does not help solve your problem, then go to step 3 and get outside help. If you have a problem with the RCH manager, ask for a meeting with the manager to talk about it. Doing this usually can help fix the problem. If talking with your RCH manager does not help solve the problem, then go to step 2 and get additional support. Moving on to step 2. Get additional support if the RCH manager does not solve your problem. You can get support from fellow residents and families through resident councils and/or family support groups. Meetings with other residents or families can give you a safe space to get important information, hear other opinions, and talk about ways to fix problems that may be happening in the RCH. Your resident council and or family support group can then ask for a meeting with the RCH manager or owners to talk about these problems and the best ways to solve them. LTCOP can help you create a resident council. See the Resident Councils section in the appendix for more information. If having the resident council or family support group speak to the RCH manager does not help the situation, go to Step 3 and get outside help. Finally, Step 3, get outside help. If you are having a hard time getting help from inside your RCH to solve a problem, you can seek help from organizations outside of your RCH. These organizations include Connecticut Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, Department of Public Health, Department of Social Services, the Connecticut Attorney General's Office, Greater Hartford Legal Aid, New Haven Legal Assistance Association, and Connecticut Legal Services in Bridgeport, Stamford, Waterbury, and Willimantic. Contact information for these organizations can be found at ct.gov/LTCOP. We will now go over what you can find in Section 5, the Guidebooks Appendix. In Section 5, the Appendix, you'll find information about Resident Councils, Residential Care Facility Complaint Form, Resident Personal Belongings Inventory List. This section includes information about resident councils and the residential home complaint form. First, we will go over what you can find in the section on working with resident councils. Resident councils can be very useful to you when it comes to representing yourself and your needs in an RCH. You and your fellow residents can use resident councils to help make positive changes at your RCH. This will take commitment, planning, patience, and understanding. Resident issues that are brought up at resident council meetings can be written down in your meeting notes and taken to RCH management. Those issues should be investigated and addressed by RCH management. You should ask that any results or ideas from management be reported back to the resident council at the next meeting. Let's look further into communication skills. Residents will want to attend and participate in resident council meetings that are well-planned and make them feel heard. This requires good communication skills from resident council leaders and members. Here are some basic communication skills that can help members and leaders build healthy relationships and accomplish their goals. Listen to and respect other opinions. Confidently explain your point without offending others. Keep a positive attitude and be open to other ideas. Keep meetings focused and on topic. Make sure all attending residents are heard out. Encourage active participation and commitment. And stay informed. Know your rights. In terms of the running of resident councils, they should be run by residents with support but little interruption from staff members. Issues should be brought forward and followed up on at the next meeting. Concerns and problems should be quickly handled by management. All residents should feel comfortable raising issues and speaking freely. Residents should be able to access information as needed and asked for by the council. Residents should be treated with respect and their issues taken seriously. And finally, resident councils are intended as a way to make positive changes for all residents in the RCH. Resident councils usually run as follows. They begin with a welcome that includes a call to order and a reading of minutes from the previous meeting by the secretary. The minutes are read, followed by any additions or corrections and approval of the minutes. Any announcements are made, followed by a discussion of old business and committee reports. New business follows before the closing and scheduling of the next meeting. We will now look further into the Resident Care Home Complaint Form. The Resident Care Home Complaint Form can be found online at ct.gov/LTCOP. While you do not have to use this form to file a complaint, it can help you put together important information about the issue you are bringing forward. Make sure to describe the problem you are having, who was involved, where it happened, and how it affected you. Attach any important paperwork related to this issue and keep a copy of this complaint. Once this form is completed, signed, and dated, send a copy to Facility Licensing and Investigation Section, Connecticut Department of Public Health, 410 Capitol Avenue, M-S, #12HSR, Hartford, Connecticut, 06134-0308. You can also email your form to dph.fliscomplaint@ct.gov. Alternatively, you can send your completed complaint form to the Department of Social Services, Office of Legal Counsel, Regulations and Administrative Hearings, 55 Farmington Avenue, Hartford, Connecticut, 06105. You can also fax the Department of Social Services your complaint at 860-424-5729. Check with the LTCOP to determine where your specific complaint should be filed. See the Resources section for contact information. For free help with questions about or problems with your rights as a resident of an RCH, call the Connecticut Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program at 866-388-1888 or go online to ct.gov/LTCOP. If need be, additional resources include Connecticut Legal Services Incorporated and your local area agency on aging. Legal services through Connecticut Legal Services Incorporated are not-for-profit law firms that help protect the rights of low-income residents of RCHs. All services are free, and information shared is confidential. You can find contact information for the office closest to you by going to ctlegal.org. Area agencies on aging are not-for-profit organizations that offer planning, programs, and services for seniors and people with disabilities to help them live independently in their community. Services funded by AAAs include social services, nutritional services, disease prevention and health promotion services, family caregiver support services, and adult daycare aid for people living with dementia. In Connecticut, there are 5 regional AAAs, 1 in each region of the state. You can find your region's contact information in the appendix of the guidebook. If you need to contact the Office of the Attorney General, the Department of Public Health, the Department of Social Services, Disability Rights CT, or Protective Services for the Elderly, go online to ct.gov/LTCOP to find the full RCH guidebook that includes the numbers and website information for all resources mentioned here. Thank you.